This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. It is, in fact, hump day. That's right. I know. Survivor tonight. Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch Survivor. So good. Right now, Paul McCartney, he has announced his Freshen Up tour. Freshen Up with Paul McCartney. It's a weird name for a tour. The Freshen Up tour.
Well, to me it's a weird name because he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Freshen Up. He's great.
Oh, my God. He's a legend, for God's sake. You know, I want to go see him. Mm-hmm. Could be the last time.
Yep.
I don't know,
you
man.
You guys are so good at promoting.
No,
he might die before.
Well, that's,
a,
that's good promotion. Hey. You better go check. You better get the tickets.
That was one of my things this year.
I got to see all the old people.
Resolution is I got to go see these people before they kick off.
Freshen up, man.
How about Paul McCartney? He's young at heart. He's got his finger on the pulse. He's the greatest Beatle of all times.
Yes.
He is great. Freshen Up Tour 2019. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Paul McCartney Wednesday, July 10th at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets go, oh, I love this part. Tickets go on sale this Monday, December 17th at 10 a.m. And we will have another chance at these tomorrow, so be listening. Paul McCartney tickets right now for caller number 97. Hooman, have fun answering. I know how you love counting. Come on, Adele. All right, here we go. These are the top songs in the country at this very moment. Oh, my God, it's all the best songs, you guys. Put your seatbelt on. Here we go.
All right.
Coming in at number 100, we just talked about this guy yesterday. He is the self-proclaimed king of R&B. He's 24-year-old Jacquees. I'm going to bust that bitch later. And right now, he's busting into the Hot 100 with a song called You. This is the song we heard yesterday, too.
It is.
This is the one I chose. This is his one hit. What's his highest charting song ever?
This is the one. This is why I chose it.
Well, this is his biggest hit ever. It peaked out at number 90.
He's brand new and he still has pimples. What do you expect?
he's going through puberty.
I got a big pimple on my chin.
I mean, you see a young person claiming, as we say, and you just go, oh, please, get out of here.
Talk to me in a few years when you know what hard work and sacrifice are. Anyway, there you go. This guy, the self-proclaimed king of auto-tuned R&B. Ugh.
Oh, my God. So funny. I got home last night, and the missus, she put the kid to bed, and she comes down, and she's like, God, I don't know why, but I can't get that Keith Sweat song out of my head. And
Which one is it?
Nobody.
The one you told me to ask her about. Nobody.
Nobody. Because I played two songs from Keith Sweat yesterday.
Yeah, we liked the Nobody song. Who's going to sex you like I am? Nobody.
So cheesy, but, you know.
So she was singing
it.
She played it all day, but she wasn't playing it at that hour of the night.
Thank God.
I was like, why don't you ever put that on when we're doing it? And she goes, I will.
Oh, okay. God.
Nice.
You guys didn't go do it then?
No. Please.
We have children.
Are you kidding? Oh, I powered through the last episode of Jack Ryan, and then it was like 9:15. And I was hitting that twitchy, like, I got to get to bed. I'm doomed as it is.
Hey, Hooman, I was thinking we should do the Jack Ryan show.
He's talking to listener.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it sounds like my kind of show, too. I loved those books.
It's very different.
Yeah, but still, I like John Krasinski, too. And I like any, you know, the action-y stuff. And
He's, you know what?
Is he investigator? Is it all, like,
apologies
you know,
to Keith Sweat. I don't mean to talk over your sexy.
Just talk right
up. No, totally fine. Just talk in a lower voice.
All right.
Yes,
talk about Jack Ryan.
Right. He's, it's totally modernized.
But what does he do? Is it all like Jason Bourne stuff, or is it?
No,
he's
it's
investigating
not.
And...
It's you know, he's got a big brain.
Yeah.
So
I like
it's
that.
Some of that, and then it's also he is an action guy too, though. So, you know,
some
he's the unsuspecting action guy in the sense that
right.
he's not
trained.
He's a,
for that.
He's a nerd.
He's, right.
He's trained for it, but he's more nerdy than. You know, muscled.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe that's what
he's
I'll suggest
good.
For our next one.
I just
one.
Like, I didn't think I'd like that guy in that role, and it turns out I just like that guy.
Mm. He's very likable.
Mm-hmm. So, Jack Ryan, I finished it last night.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go bone my girl. Oh, can I say that? I didn't go, we didn't go anywhere. I went to bed by myself and fell asleep fast.
Mm.
All right. Who's this lady?
Oh, I don't even know who this lady is.
Doesn't matter. Some random.
I have no idea.
It's some
not,
random.
It's not like T-Boss.
She's never been mentioned, but.
What?
Well, I,
it's not Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Nobody that I know of. I never
oh,
I never looked
one?
It up. I should look it up.
I don't know what the third girl's name is. She's the. She's the
I
she
can
with
see
with
her.
Usher?
The main girl.
I can
what?
See her.
Yeah.
I can,
She's the one chasing the waterfall. She's standing in the middle.
She's the one with the long hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Chili.
Chili.
Oh, nice.
Is this Chili, Bryn?
I don't think. I think her name is. Athena Cage.
No, we don't know her.
Athena?
Okay, guys,
Athena?
Listen.
Oh.
We've gotten
we
through
about?
One song.
Oh, right.
Oh. All right. We've done number 100.
Okay.
Only
My bad.
99 to go.
No one needed to know I watched Jack Ryan, but it is
Fine.
Good. The review is thumbs up.
Let's skip a few. Here we go. At number 10, Shekwes Mobamba. Like my mom. Boy, what a piece of poo. Here we go. Another one of these piece of poo songs. Lil Baby and Gunna. Drip Too Hard. Number 8, Azizi, Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset. Number 7, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
It's a good song.
And I'm... And number 6 is Meek Mill featuring Drake, Going Bad.
Did you hear what he said there?
No.
I'm sure you guys...
I heard some of the Beatles.
Yeah, I got more slaps than the Beatles.
Ooh.
I don't get
what
it.
What a statement.
What does slaps mean?
A slapper is like a hit. I got more hits. So I got, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like,
does he?
When you hear a really strong hit,
is that
you're
Drake?
Like, oh, that's a slapper.
Is that Drake doing the
that's
thing?
Because
he might actually have more hits than
it's
the Beatles.
It's your boy. Bummer. He might, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, but how many of them will we still be listening to 50 years later? Zero is the
Who
answer.
Knows?
None. Zero.
Well, the kids,
he's going away. No.
The
kids, they're going to come to their senses any minute.
They're like, yeah, this is the good stuff.
Such a cold splash of water that we need an interpreter for modern music.
No.
Thank God Bryn's here.
Thank God. And once Bryn hits 40, we're going to have to hire another young
yeah.
kid. Well, that's why we have interns. Speaking of which, we need new interns.
We do.
Spring intern. Send it to uzette@radioalice.com. Number 5. High, high hopes for a living. It's Panic at the Disco.
Oh, it sounds so tinny.
It does.
I was thinking the same
the recording.
Thing. Recording? I don't know.
Number 4 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier.
Mm.
This kid's got one of those voices. It's only him.
Yeah.
Like there's no one else it could be.
The Bastille guy.
Mm-hmm.
Halsey, Hey Hooman, your favorite
yeah.
Halsey song, Without Me, is number 3.
We watched her perform this at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It's good.
Incredible.
I mean, the models were a little goofy, but she was great. Halsey was great.
Models were great.
You said you went to the Victoria's Secret?
We
no,
watched.
No, we watched it on Monday. Us three watched it in here.
Watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Got it. In second place, Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. It was number 1 last week because of that bundling deal he did.
Oh.
Well, you give him no credit.
No, zero credit. This might as well be 5 other songs on the charts. I don't know why this one's number 2. I don't understand it. I'm an old person. What can I say? And back at number 1, 5 weeks on the charts. I think this is her 4 out of 5 weeks she's been number 1. It's Ariana Grande. Thank you. Next. I'm so effing grateful he had to mix it up.
Do you know what song is not on this chart here?
What song?
At least
oh,
not
boy,
in the top 10
fell
anymore.
Right the,
from number 1
down
like consistently.
To nowhere.
I mean,
wow.
I'm not sure where it is, but somewhere. I'm sure it's,
sure
the top
it's number
100
11,
somewhere.
Right? Oh, I'm sure, but still, that was number 1 forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a study out that shows movies featuring actresses in starring roles make more money than ones dominated by men. And they said one of the theories is that there are fewer of them, so people go to see them. And they say that the same, there's a different study, but it said the same is true of minorities. People are looking for something different than just, you know, another dude in a superhero costume, the big blockbusters. They looked at the 350 top grossing U.S. movies that came out in the 3 years between 14 and 17. And 105 of them out of the 350 billed actresses first in the credits. And they found that the female-led movies outgrossed the male-led ones on average at all budget levels, whether they were made for peanuts or they were $100 million or more. For example, movies that cost between $50 and $100 million, the worldwide box office averaged $318 million, compared with $243 million for ones that in that price range that were led by men. Mm-hmm. And at the top budget category of $100 million and up, female-led titles collected $586 million, compared with $514 million for men. The one that springs to mind is Wonder Woman, of course. They, you know, that broke a lot of records and all the records for female lead movies. It also found that these movies passed something called the movies that passed this test. This test is called the Bechdel test. And it if the test is, do two female characters have a conversation that isn't about a man? And you pass the test if you have that conversation. Because a lot of movies, the women are just talking about men. Because mm-hmm. what else is interesting on Earth? But the movies that pass that test actually make more money. If they're not talking about a man or men. So, female...
Boy, the battle of the sexes is raging, isn't it?
I guess so.
Good grief.
Okay. Female-led movies earn more than movies starring men. Congratulations, ladies. Yes, very good for us. Maybe there'll be more made. Although then it'll become, you know, people will be like, oh.
Back to men.
Yeah, back to men.
We watched a movie yesterday that was the females were the leads.
Oh, yeah?
What movie? Was it?
Mortal Engines.
Oh, my God. How was that?
Well, we'll tell you tomorrow. But zoom in. You can tell her what you think if you want.
I dispute that story she just did, just so you know.
No, they did it based on actual box office numbers.
I know, but I'm looking at like the box office numbers, too. And for 2017, it seems like most of the movies starred men.
Yes, they're saying, though, if the movie starred a woman, it outperformed movies that starred men.
I understand what the story says. I'm just saying that, like, the number one film... Okay, the number one film of this year was Black Panther.
Okay.
That's men.
Yeah.
Number two was Avengers.
Okay.
That's men.
Yeah.
Number three was Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I'm not... This isn't a ranking. This is just if there's a woman leading it...
Yeah.
It will gross more, apparently. Mm. I'm just reading you the stats from this study.
Sure.
I'm not saying it's the number one movie. I'm just saying it outperforms.
That's good.
Okay. I'm sorry that it's upset you.
No,
that women are killing it.
I'm just disputing it, that's all.
Okay. You know what? When you do your top seven worst movies of the year, are there any female-led ones in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is
Oh, yeah.
Is that
oh, yeah.
one on there? Oh,
hell
oh my
yeah,
God.
It is.
Hooman made me watch this movie.
Well, let's wait until 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You can wait. 40
he made you? He made you.
Well, he didn't. It was... It was a screener that we wanted to review, so we thought maybe it'd be good if we all just watched it to talk about
it. Are we
going to
review it?
Yeah, we can review it today.
Okay.
It's on the list.
I mean, it's a big star, Natalie Portman.
And he female made led. Oh, my God. He did sort of make me. He made me.
He was like, Sarah, I was there for you. Sarah, you know what? She goes, I'll watch it, no problem. To where? What do we do? You know, she was down for it.
He didn't make you.
I was 5 minutes in. I'm like, do I have to keep watching this? And we watched the whole thing. Boy, I wanted it to end a really different way. On the Today Show yesterday, Kathy Lee Gifford announced that she is leaving in April when she celebrates her 11. This woman has had quite a career. Yep. I mean, she was
been around a
she
long
started
time.
As like a letter, not a letter turner. She was
I thought she was a singer.
Well, she is a singer.
She does
yeah,
that.
She actually still puts out records, but she started. You know what? They don't have it in this
is
particular
the price
story.
Right?
It was one of those game show type things where she was, you know, I don't know, the model hands or whatever. But so she started out as an entertainer, and her big break was the Regis and Kathy Lee Show, which she was on forever. She left around the year 2000. And now she said that she was going to do 1 year on the Today Show, And now it's been 11 years.
Wow.
Do you have the announcement?
I have the climax.
Okay.
I just
great.
That.
Give me that. Oh, all the dudes think it's hilarious. They have some tissues brought up to them. And I guess that she said, I've been here almost, this is Kathy Lee Gifford. I've been here almost 11 years. I thought I'd stay 1 year, but something happened along the way. I fell in love with a beautiful Egyptian goddess. And now when it's our 11th anniversary, I'm going to be leaving.
Please, God is right. My Lord.
She's leaving in April. I guess that's when her contract is over. NBC News said her plate's been overflowing lately with film, music, and book projects. And after 11 extraordinary years, she decided to focus her attention full-time on those creative endeavors. I guess that she was originally planning to leave last winter and decided to stay after Matt Lauer got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
No official word on Kathy Lee's replacement.
I was thinking, my initial reaction to seeing this yesterday was, does that mean Hoda is moving up?
Hoda already did move up.
Yeah.
So she's hosting.
Full time.
I don't know.
You mean for all the other 3 hours?
Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
So my thought was, they're going to move Hoda up full time and then maybe do something entirely different with that last hour or keep them all 4 hours.
Well, they also have that Megyn Kelly hour to worry about, too.
Right.
I mean, she's gone now. So there's like.
I don't know what they've been doing reruns,
yeah,
or I don't even know. The one person that they're talking about to replace Kathy is Jenna Bush.
Right. Jenna Bush. Hager. She almost always fills in when Kathy Lee's out.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And they're saying that and I think that's who Kathy Lee really wants them to go with.
Yeah.
But there is actually they're saying they're gonna go through the long process of figuring out who the replacement will be. E! Online had a list of candidates. Jenna Bush is on it, along with Meredith Vieira, John Cena, Maria Shriver, Blake Shelton, Willie Geist. There's all kinds of people on this list, so I'm sure they'll go through the whole thing. By the way, there's a permanent, in case anyone cares about the talk, as you know, Julie Chen. Please, God, let us keep going. We care about the little people. Unlike that horrible boss of ours. Yeah. It looks like Carrie Ann Inaba is permanently replacing Julie Chen on the talk. Carrie
Ann, who's
that? She's one of the judges from Dancing with the Stars. Carrie Ann Inaba. Here's a picture of her. She's a good-looking lady. And I guess they're friends.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's her, and then there's the seemingly drunk lady. Loud drunk lady with the curly hair.
Oh, I don't know that. I haven't watched that show in years. I when I was watching it was Bruno and Les or
yeah,
Len.
I've
Len.
Actually never really seen that show.
Yeah. India's richest man, Mukesh Ambani. He just threw a wedding for his daughter. As you know, Indian weddings are like week to 10 day long affairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. So she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
I'm thinking of So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh.
What am I
Paula Abdul?
I know her name is Mary or something like that.
I don't know, but she's just.
I know who you're talking
like,
about.
Yeah, almost wonder.
Yeah.
She have a wine in her dressing room or what?
Oh.
Well, what's going on with her?
It'll be the first time someone's drunk on TV.
That's true.
Okay, the richest man in India. I just want to do this really fast because this wedding has been making like little dribs and drabs of news all week, and finally I'm like, just let's print this story out because this is crazy. So this guy, he owns the single most expensive single family home on earth. It's a 27 story skyscraper in India. Let me see if I can find
and
a picture.
And it's just his family.
It's him and his family.
All right.
And that is it. Let's see here. Here's a shot. Here's a few shots. God, it's literally an office building. So there it is in the skyline. It's the square one. And here's some shots of it during the day. It's amazing. So this guy, he's got a little daughter. A little sweet girl. And he got Beyonce to perform one of the nights at his daughter's wedding. Because the wedding just goes on and on. Hillary Clinton's there hanging out with everybody. She's dressed in like a Indian-looking garb. And he spent... I'm not going to go into all the details of the wedding because, you know, I suppose you can go read about it.
You don't want to make us jealous?
Well, no, I mean, I'm already jealous. Anybody who's got a 27-story skyscraper and it's just for them. Like, yeah. I don't know. What do they have? Guest floors? Like a bowling alley?
They do have guest floors. Do you want to hear more about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
So
tell me.
There's three helipads.
Oh, God.
There's a right below the helipads is a whole floor that's dedicated to air traffic control.
Oh.
And then right below that is a family residence. And then below that is a maintenance floor. And then below that is all the guest apartments.
And, wow. And do they have, like, entertainment floors? You know,
yeah,
like...
there's a 50-seat cinema.
Oh.
There's six floors of parking, so that takes up some space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Six.
Do you have
floors.
The? There's also a temple inside.
Oh,
I don't have that.
But they, is there a shopping mall? I mean, do they ever have
pool,
to leave?
A spa,
inside
a
the house, there's actually an air traffic control center too for the three helipads.
That is crazy.
I wish I had saw that.
And then also in the dead center is, I think, three floors of just guest apartments.
Oh.
There's also a swimming pool with a spa and a gym and an outdoor garden in the middle.
Oh.
The outdoor, so it like opens up and then it closes back up. You got it?
Oh, inside. Look at that, would you? Boy, that is something. It's got nice views. Anyway, he spent on his daughter, Isha, she got married. He spent $100 million on her wedding.
Woo!
That's how much money this guy's got.
How much do you think Beyonce?
$100 million.
How much do you think Beyonce charged?
I don't know, $8 million. What does it cost to get Beyonce to come on over?
At least
then,
a million.
What's the other $92 million on?
I don't know. Cake.
Gold.
And this is just for one
cake.
Night, right?
Diamond
this is
cake.
One night?
No, it's a 7-night thing.
I'm super surprised Beyonce wouldn't say no to that.
You know,
$8 million?
Those things happen a lot. Like,
yeah.
They shell out and. Stars go all over the place, perform for kings and queens and
that's
at
right.
private things and at weddings all the time. You're always, I mean, Sweet 16 parties.
Yep.
But you're Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You already got all the money.
Doesn't
and you're
matter.
Like,
yeah.
What if
I
it's
don't
like
need to go there,
a million for
double what
eight
I make
songs?
For a show, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. A million, 3 million, five
sure.
million.
And
for
they
eight
give
songs?
It, you know, it's luxury all the way.
I was thinking about that this morning. Like, what kind of jetliner?
She doesn't even have to walk. They carry her in one of those litters. Right. You know, they just everywhere she, they just dump her on the stage. She
in
sings
a what
her
now?
Songs.
She just
litter.
Slept on the stage.
In
she
a
even
litter?
Moved.
Yeah, you know the things that the guys carry on their shoulders? It's called it's called a litter, right?
Is it called a litter?
I don't know. I
well,
thought it was called a litter.
We're trying to find out. I mean, wrong. When you say
well, we're out of time.
Carrying her in a litter and everyone else goes, oh, I'm not going to mention that I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. A litter?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
A litter.
Yeah, just a thing.
What about a pedicab?
No, no, that's totally different. I'm talking about the thing where you sit in like the box and the four greased muscular dudes lift you up onto their shoulder and walk down the street with you. A litter.
Yeah, it's called a litter.
Of course it's called a litter.
Crying out loud.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:39 on Hope Day morning. You can watch this show live. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That'll take you directly to the Looking Glass. We got a guy in there named Vaughn, and he's working the cameras all morning. The show loops throughout the day, mm-hmm. and then on the weekends, it's sort of like a best of. But you can watch the show live while it happens. You can see Vinny shuffling through his papers right now, getting ready for the news. That's right. Let's do it.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large in San Rafael and Santa Rosa. Guitars, keyboards, and more. Or at bananas.com.
Bananas.
Boy, I wonder how many times actual bananas places have said, you know, we'd love the bananas.com website.
Boy, they jumped on that early, huh? Because you can't get bananas anymore.
I mean, do you think... like Chiquita prank calls him every day.
You know, or Dole.
Dole.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
Prank
That's
calls
so
him.
Funny. I wonder if he's been offered just bank for bananas.
Oh, I'm sure. How could he not have?
I know.
Dole. Hello.
Who doesn't want bananas? And people looking for bananas. Probably type in bananas.com.
Right.
And go, oh, my God. Oh, look.
Need a huge shipment.
That's a nice
bananas.
Looking guitar.
Let's ask him. He's coming in this week,
he's
right?
He's coming in tomorrow with the Cervantes. Straight kids carolers.
Yay. Caroling. Singing us some songs.
Yeah.
They've actually sung us some songs that we were like, we had never heard before.
But every time, they
I
give
know.
Me chills.
It's fun seeing the kids learn to sing. I love singing.
Well, wear that fur coat tomorrow, then.
Yeah, then you'll stay nice and warm.
Okay.
You'll be all toasty.
Uh-huh.
Dang. With my kid last night, she goes... can you take me to the park so we can swing? And I'm like, it's chilly out. Put your jacket on. No. I'm like, all right then. Go ahead and freeze your butt off, just like your mom. Sure enough, who froze their butt off?
She did.
No, me. Oh. I froze my butt off because my jacket ended up around her, and she's walking around with it zipped up to her neck and hanging down to her ankles, and she's like, doo-doo-doo. I'm all...
Well, that's your fault.
I know. I'm the one.
You let her go out without a jacket on.
Right.
You should have said, sorry, we got to go home. You're too cold.
Well, that was the thing. We were too far from home. I had to get her home, and there she is. She's like, oh, I'm freezing. I'm like, I know.
I wouldn't even have left the house.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're staying home.
I hope you learned your lesson, young man.
I guess it's on me, isn't it?
It's on you.
You're the parent.
God.
Yeah.
Bogus. Anyway.
But that's kids in a nutshell. Right there. No, I don't need a jacket.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, because you're in the house. You're warm. You don't need a jacket right now. We're going to go outside. Get your jacket or we're not going.
It started on the swing. I took the jacket, put it around her, and zipped it up the front of the... So it covered the whole swing.
Oh, my God.
But then, sure enough, on the way home, oh, my God, I'm freezing, Dad. I'm like, oh, God. All right, let's just walk. I'll just put this on you. Because she couldn't ride her bike anymore either. The jacket that I put on her was too big. Oh, she couldn't move her legs. Now we're walking.
Fun.
Anyway,
kids,
where
what
was
a delight.
Oh, boy. Oakland has filed a lawsuit against the Raiders and the NFL.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
Well, they're saying that their practices and the fact that they moved the Raiders to Vegas hurts Oakland, the city, and the people of the city.
Yeah. Well, they're not wrong.
They have it all worded in a way to let, I mean, it's all legalese, but it's basically saying, look, you hurt our economy with the way that you handled your business.
Yep.
Will they win? Will Oakland win a lawsuit against the Raiders and the NFL? What do you say, Sarah?
I say they'll settle it. I don't know, Vinny. It's so hard. I mean, you know, it is a private business, but it's for all of us, so it's...
Oh, I don't.
And I don't doubt that they hurt the economy.
The Raiders' illegal move lines the pockets of NFL owners and sticks Oakland, its residents, taxpayers, and dedicated fans with the bill.
Yep.
The purpose of this lawsuit is to hold the defendants accountable and to help compensate Oakland for the damages to defendants' unlawful actions.
What do you think is
going to
happen?
I think that they should have to pay. And I think that as much as I grew up loving the NFL and I still watch it and I think football's fun-ish, I don't really have time for three-hour games anymore, but I like it enough. But they act in a way, especially the way they let these guys move teams, where an entire city has kept this team in business. And just because they want a competitive stadium that competes with the other guys' jewels, this becomes this jewel thing.
Well, I
hope
you
have a $1.3 billion stadium?
Yeah.
Well, we need that too.
Well, then the owner should pay for that. That shouldn't be on the people of the city. I hope that that Oakland does win its suit, and I hope that this stops other teams from moving. I hate the moving of teams.
I do too.
I think
the weirdest
it's the
part,
city, and it's the city's team. Go ahead.
The weirdest part about this one in particular is that the Raiders fans follow them and put up with this crap. And you'd think the Raiders fans would say, "Absolute bye."
Right.
Good luck getting people of Vegas where they've got mostly transient population and mostly vacationers who would possibly go to these games. Good luck getting someone to go to those games.
Well, people will go, I think, if any excuse to go to Vegas, I always say. You know, if your team is going to go to Vegas and play the Raiders, that might be the weekend that you do the away game.
I don't disagree, but is that the way you're going to keep a team in a town?
I know. What about your home base? I know. There are towns around there, but like you said, I mean, those people are all basically working to support the gambling industry and the industries that support that, and they're not like, oh my God, my dream was always to live in Vegas.
It looks like they're asking for $250 million.
Okay. Well,
I say
I hope
cut
they get
the
it.
Check, NFL.
Yep.
How about a fast track?
I love a fast track.
The world record for the most lost elections belongs to a guy in Canada named John Turmel, who's lost 95 elections and counting.
Oh,
wow.
He's lost everything from city council to Canada's parliament.
What has he won anything?
Doesn't say. He's got the world record. I'm going to guess no, that he hasn't won anything.
So is there some skeleton in his closet that everyone can see and he's
maybe
just oblivious to?
You know,
unappealing to voters?
Not good.
Right. Can't form full sentences?
Yeah. I don't know. Remember that?
Falls on his face in debates? I don't know.
Maybe it's just a joke now that he's just going to run for anything he
sure.
can.
Doesn't that cost him a lot of money to have that joke continue?
I wish it's such a bad thing to reference something you can't think of the name of. Mm. Who was the guy that lived in a van down by the river on SNL?
Right. Chris Farley.
Well, Chris Farley's the guy, but
I can't think of his name. He was the motivational speaker named Bill.
But it's like that guy who everyone's like, oh my God, no. You know, maybe he's like that.
Right.
Like, you just can't stand to be around him, so.
Mm. Is it Matt Foley?
Matt Foley.
Oh.
Van down by the river?
Yeah.
I live in a van down by the river.
I'm Matt Foley. I'm an inspirational speaker.
I scare small children. He just does this long list of reasons why he's unlikable. It's fantastic. Anyway. There have been 4 babies born in Disneyland history, all girls.
Oh.
There's an urban legend that they get free admission for life, but that's not true.
Oh. It's not like they're an automatic citizen of Disney World.
Right. It's not an anchor baby. No. I'll move on to the next thing. Socializing can be difficult for people.
It can be.
And around the holidays, there's lots of invitations.
Yes.
Highly shy people find themselves pretty anxious.
Yeah.
About
I get anxiety about parties and stuff. I just, you know, I think everybody does.
So the question is, do you have some drinks? And is that going to help your anxiety or make it worse?
The answer is yes and probably not. As far as I'm concerned, I have some drinks. And then I'm more worried about it than I'm like, oh, God, what did I do?
That's it. It's called anxiety.
Oh, anxiety.
Anxiety. Now
oh my
you're.
God, I have anxiety you all have the time. That's where my apology letters come from. Mm-hmm. Anxiety. Yeah, be careful about that, guys.
They say that having drinks to help yourself through an event in the evening time leads to a hangover with a special suffering known as anxiety.
Right.
What did I do? How bad was it last night?
Yeah.
The self-medication process leads to more trouble the next day.
Oh, boy.
If we reach for a drink every time we feel anxious, that is an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, they say.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's not a bad point either. Oh, boy. I better have a drink. It's the only way I'm going to function in this crowd.
So that's an actual term now, Sarah.
Anxiety. And, I have that bad.
Right. This is from a study out of the University College in London.
Oh.
And they say it's very real.
Yeah.
Researchers say the more shy you are, the worse you probably suffer from it because, you know, shy people aren't used to being loud and obnoxious as when they're drinking and...
It is true. You do come out of your shell somewhat when you, I mean, not even somewhat, all the way sometimes. You leave your shell behind. Damn, I'm a turtle with no shell.
So now you know.
Now I know. Now I know there's a name for it, anxiety. Oh, man, I'm going to work that into my vocabulary for sure. I can't have another drink. I don't want to have anxiety tomorrow.
33-year-old Chad Johnson of Northern Michigan has an old car that constantly breaks down. Late last month, he was sick of it and flew into a full rage. He grabbed a baseball bat while stuck off on the side of the road. Actually, I think he ended up in a parking lot with his broken down car. He pulled out a bat and started beating it up.
Oh, my own car.
You did that once. Not your car, though. It was someone else's, right?
It's really extreme to do it to your own car. You are really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you hit the car? Like, do you remember? Are you hitting it on the fender, the hood, the windshield?
Don't you start with the
all
front,
of it?
Front headlights? I mean, come on. That's where I'd start.
I think it was like the windshield. The
You smashed the windshield.
Fender.
Did it crack to smithereens?
Well.
Takes a while.
I think I dropped something on the windshield first.
Oh.
Dropped like a brick?
No, we were like on the third floor.
Oh.
Oh.
Home.
Oh, so you
this
were just...
This car was parked right down.
And you dropped something from the house down onto the car.
Mm-hmm. Like an iron?
No, some heavy base or something like that.
And then you didn't cool off. You just got a bat and went down there and did more damage.
A little bit.
Huh.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Had you been drinking?
Did you end up getting arrested?
Mm-mm.
He didn't press charges?
No.
Did you end up having to pay to fix it?
No.
No repercussions.
No.
Did you guys ever do it again?
I think at that time he was still driving me to school.
Oh, how did he? What vehicle did he use the next day?
Well, he had to rip off the fender part. Mm. And I think he was doing this through the windshield.
Oh, God.
To see through the cracks.
Yeah, and I think the door.
Were you like, I'm
he had
sorry?
To take off the door. Of course I was sorry. He had to take off the door, and I remember the door being a different color than the rest of the car.
Just so everyone knows, she did this to his car, but she was the one with a boyfriend. He was her side piece.
And he had another side piece, and
everybody
she wasn't having that.
Everybody knows the story, you
not
guys.
Not everybody
no,
does.
Not everybody knows.
Jeez.
I didn't know he drove you to school. Were you still in high school?
No, at that time, I was going to CSM.
Oh. I went there.
Well, and then it turned out to be so far, Hooman from San Francisco. I was like, oh, my God, I can't be doing that every day.
It's called
to
San Mateo, everybody.
Yeah, so then I transferred to City College.
Go Bulldogs, SF. Go Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm. Go Rams.
What's the Rams?
CCSF, fool.
What's that?
Anyway.
City College of San Francisco.
Where are we? Hello.
Here's
Did
a guy in a
get
parking
arrested
lot.
For beating his own car?
Beating up his own car. Someone called the cops.
Oh.
They showed up as he was driving away.
Oh.
Apparently he was
drive.
Able to get the car to work again.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes kicking something is the way.
For sure.
Aspirin.
After they pulled him over, they realized he was drunk.
Oh.
And had an open container in his car.
Oh.
And had two previous DUIs on his record.
Uh-oh.
And was driving with a suspended license.
Oh, wow.
When they asked him why he bashed up his own car, he admitted he was just angry at it. And flew off the handle. He is in jail now.
Yeah, that's where he should be.
Yep, he's in jail.
That's
so.
It's pretty funny.
There's
beating
the good
up your
news
own stuff. It's funny, like if you get mad, you fly into a rage, you start breaking things, and then you realize they're all your things.
Right. You're gonna have to buy those again or pay for them.
The Jason Momoa guest spot on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, there was this one thing where it was like, you know, it was a trailer for the Day of the Nerds or some scene from the movie called The Day of the Nerds. And he's in this frat, and he hates nerds. He keeps like breaking their he broke their foosball table. He put holes in the wall. They're like, dude, we love that foosball table. What are you doing? Stop breaking our things. But I hate nerds. Don't break your own stuff.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
We actually watched a couple skits.
He was great. He was great. He has a great sense of humor. He comes out, he goes, I am so muscular to be here.
Well, we'll see how Aquaman does. As I don't have... that was always the cheesiest one.
Yeah, he'll be good. I know.
I'm now using sonar to talk to the undersea animals. Turtles, activate.
Yeah.
Right.
If the battle should head here to the ocean, we're ready.
Anyway, 408 says... When Vin starts talking colors, you can shut him down with four words. Hooker eyeshadow blue.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You don't know anything about anything.
Also, lavender button down.
510 says, way to go, Ozark. SAG nominations.
Oh, I know. So we got the SAGs in. You know what? This is not a complete list. They must be coming down the pipe as we go. Very excited for the SAG Awards. It's the only award show that I care about because we're in SAG, and so we get screener copies of a lot of these movies. Oh, it's so exciting.
Should I?
If you'd like, sure. Or I could push the button.
Could,
all right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.